Weiter in Shasra and Shavuos of Chavtes, picking up at the top of the page by the Mishnah. Zogt the Heilige Mishnah. Ezo hi Shavuos Shav. What is considered a Shavuos Shav, of an oath in vain? Meaning, what kind of Shavua would a person take that's like a Sheker, that is going to be violating the Pasuk, Lo Sisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav. Right, that you want to be saying that, you know, saying Hashem's name in vain, therefore he's going to get malchus if he did it b'mezid, and not punishment if he did it b'shogeg. Nishba l'shano says he adua la'adam. Let's say he goes and he swears to l'shano, to change something that is known to people. For example, Amar ala amud shel evan shushel zav. He says about a pillar that's made out of stone, he says, oh, it's made out of gold. Vala isho isha, or on a man, he says, oh, that's a woman. Vala isha shi isha, this is a man. Are you going to swear in these type of things? These are called a shvuas shav. How about another one? Nishma al davar shi efshel. Someone swears about something that's not possible. Im lo ra'isi gabal shaparech ba'avir, right? That he says, if I didn't see a camel flying in the air, v'im lo ra'isi nachash k'koras b'sabad, or I didn't see a snake like the beam of an olive press, right? Then that type of shvuah is going to be a shvuas shav. Amar le'edim, another example, is if he says to edim, bo v'aiduti, come and testify for me, shvuah shelo ni'idcha. They say, we swear that we will not testify for you. Rashi says amazingly, bittel mitzvah, who? Hainu davar she'efshah. This is called the davar she'efshah. Shvuah shelo ni'idcha, nishba levatel sa mitzvah, or if someone swears to be mevatel a mitzvah of the Torah, Shalom laso sukkah. You know, he swears he's not going to make a sukkah for sukkahs. For shalom nita lulav, or he's not going to take a lulav. For shalom nita tefillin, he swears not to put on tefillin. He's called shvuah shav. Zui shvuah shav. Shechayav melzdona makos. The person for his b'mezid is going to be getting malchus. Val shigigaso pater. And if it's b'shogig, he will be pater. Shavuah she'ochel kikar zu, if somebody swears, I swear I will eat this kikar, this loaf of bread. Shavuah she'lo ochlenu, or I swear that I will not eat it. Harishona Shavuos Bitoy. The first one is called Shavuos Bitoy, a Shavuah of utterance, like I will eat this loaf. And the second one, Rashniya Shavuos Shav, is called a Shavuos Shav. Not two separate things here. We're talking about one piece of bread. I swear I'll eat this loaf. And then he says, I swear I will not eat it. First one is Shavuos Bitoy, right? With the first one, he's obligating himself to eat the whole thing. The second one, he's swearing he's not going to eat it. So the second one is called Shav, because he swore to go against his first obligation. Therefore, it's Shav. Achla Avrel Shavuos Shav. If he eats it, then he's violating his Shavuos Shav. Lo Achla Avrel Shavuos Bitoy. If he doesn't eat it, he's going to be chayav on Shavuos Bitoy. Crazy case. Right? Says Shnei Shavuos Shav. Shari Nishba Levatel Samitzvah. Zok Tehilge Gemara Amarula. In the opening idea of talking about Shavuos Shav, when it says somebody swears that this stone thing is gold, or that gold is stone, or that a man is a woman was a man, and then we say that that's called Shavuos Shav. Amar Ula, when is that true? V'husha nika l'gimma b'nei Adam. That's when it's recognizable to three people. Rashi says, Ha'omed ha'amud l'shlosha b'nei Adam hu tahavi shav. Aval lo nika avi Shavuos Sheker. If it's not recognizable to the people, it's not called a Shavuos Shav. It's called a Shavuos Sheker. It's just straight up a lie, but it's not in vain because other people don't know that it's made of silver. I'm sorry, made of stone, or made out of gold. Next part of the Mishnah is Nishbal Davashiev Shaloya im Lora Isi Gamal Parech Bavir. Someone swears about seeing or doing something that's impossible, right? If I did not see a camel flying in the air, Shavuah Shari Isi Lokamar. Interesting that the Mishnah doesn't use the Lashon of I swear I saw it. Says if I did not see it, my im Lora Isi. What does it mean when it says if I did not see it? Abayamar Tani Shavuah Shari Isi. Switch it to say Shavuah that I saw a camel that was flying in the air. Rava Amar, Ba'omer ye asu kalperu sheba'olam alai im lo ra'isi gamal parech ba'avir. The Mishnah is talking about a case where somebody swears. He says, let all the fruit, the perus in the world, be asu to me. Rav says, b'shavua alai im lo ra'isi, if I didn't see, there's a camel that was flying in the air. Amar lei, Ravina l'Rav Ashi, v'dilma hai gavret sipora rabachazi. Maybe this person saw a very big bird, v'asik le shema gamla, and he nicknamed it, he called it a camel. Rav says, hello lo shem gama. It's not that it actually is the same, but he calls it that. When he goes and he swears that he saw the flying camel, he's swearing on his own das, and therefore really it's true what he's saying over here, and that's not a shvuah shav. And if you want to say that we go according to his mouth about the words that he says, but don't go according to his das. But we're learning to the braisa. When the judges make somebody swear, Rashi says, which means Gabi Shavuos Hadayonim Tanyale, Hamashbin as a Mechuy of Shavuot Bebezin. Someone's making somebody swear in Bezin. Omelo, we say, Heavy Yodea. Listen, be clear, you should know. We're not making you swear on your own das, so you're going to pull shtick and say, I mean something differently. Rather, on our das. Well, the Tainu al das Bezin. By time, why do you have to actually say that particular statement? If the person, if we don't go by that anyway, then why would you have to say that? Lav mishum dar meaning doma iskundre yavle? Isn't it because maybe he gave him wooden, Rashi says, chatichos, eight pieces of wood, kitanos, shemesachkin ben that you play with. Asik luzuze, and he calls them zuze. Rashi says kina and shemam bos, and he used, you know, like a nickname. He called it bos. He komishtavet. So when he's swearing that he gave coins to the other one, adaiti didei komishtavet. He's swearing on his own type of words over here. So it's not clear that without saying such a thing, that a shvua can be considered honest based off what he's saying over here. So the gemara lo, hasam. No, of course we go according to a person's normal words. And hasam in that particular case, mishum kanya de rava. Oh, famous story in the Darim. I'll explain this case in just a minute, but the basic flow of what just happened to bring us back on the map is that maybe, why are you saying this person's a Shavuot Shav? Maybe he said he saw a big bird and he just calls it a camel, and therefore he's going on his own das. And if you want to say that we go according to his mouth and we don't care about his das, then we would never have this discussion in Bezin to make a distinction between the das and his words. The answer is no. We always go according to the mouth, but only in this particular case. And therefore, when the guy says flying camel, he means actually flying camel. Even if in theory maybe meant something else, but he means to have a flying camel. And therefore, it's called a shvua shav. And what is the case of kanya de rava? Rashi says the omer baser puma zin of hardei tzichlan lemeimer lo al. He gave him like this wooden stick and he put like a cane and he put money inside of it. And he put it by him and he swears, it was left by him and he swears that he returned the money. And this actually happened. There was someone who came to Rava and he said, this guy Bob owes me 100 coins. And Bob said, he already paid him. So Rava says, you have to swear. So he goes home, he takes a cane, he made like there was a hollow in the cane, put all the coins in there, and he came back to the court to make the shua. He was leaning on his cane. He asked the guy, Bob, to hold his cane for him. He took a Torah and he swore he gave him all the money. And really, he had done that, right? Therefore, he got all angry and he smashed the cane, the guy. All the money kind of came pouring out. And therefore, it came out that his shua was true because he handed it to him, right? Even according to the push-up shot. But he tricked the court over here. In order to circumvent such a thing like that happening, it says you swear based on our understanding of it that you actually paid him and not just you hand him this cane over here, but generally we would go according to the words themselves, and therefore it's called a shua shav when he says a flying camel. Tashima, but let's take a look from another angle that we can go according to the person's das and not the words that are being said. We find when Moshe Rabbeinu had Bnei Yisrael go to swear to go to keep the laws of the Torah, right? We have to go and we have to swear that Amar Lahen, he said to them, De'ush, lo daitchem ani mishpiyaschem, not on your own das am I doing this, el al das ha-makom v'al da'ati, on the das of Hashem, and on my das, the way that I'm understanding this. V'amai, why do you have to say such a thing? Le'beluhu, kaimu mai da'amer eloka. Like, just say that make you swear, you have to do whatever it is that Hashem said to do. Isn't it true that maybe the reason why is because he needed to say this so that people wouldn't go ahead and play a game and say, oh yeah, we're serving all that Eloka, right, or Eloha, which means any sort of God, and we call our God of Avodah Zarah also Eloha. No, that's not true. Mishum Avodah Kachavim Namik Eloha. Hi, over here are a little bit stuck because it's taka true that they're called God. Even normally people call it like that. They say Eloha b'avodah zara. And so it's not just an individual person would think such a thing. D'chsev, Elohei chesev, Elohei zahav. Therefore, it had to go and spell out a little bit more clearly because that would have been for everyone like that. V'leim Elohu kemi Torah. But Moshe should say to him, I make you swear to keep the Torah. And therefore, there's no way to make a mistake over there. Rashi says, V'yashbiye malkein. Maybe the reason why he said to do that he couldn't say that is because then they would go and explain Torah to me and they're Averus. They would call it Torah, Mishtaba Detayu. And then for the Gemara, Chad the Torah. Maybe they're going to say, oh yeah, we're going to keep one of them, meaning Torah Shebal Sav or Torah Shebal Peh. Rashi says, Meshane Chad the Torah. Yavi Omer Achi, Mashma Chad the Torah, Vanan Islan Ksav Ubal Peh. Back in the Gemara, Valema Kaimu Shte Torahs, and let him just say, keep the two Torahs. No, Torahs Chatas for Torahs Asham, because we know there's a Lashon of Torahs, another area also that's explicit. Rashi says, Iyam Kaimu Torahs, have a mask of the tail, Ishtavuya, Hanech Tarti, the Ikru Torahs for Ashar Mitzvahs, not on other Mitzvahs as well. Aye, Kaimu Kola Tarakula, so let Moshe say, keep the entire Kola Tarakula. And for the Gemara, Avodas Kochavim, that could be understood, talking only to the Isser of Avodah Zarah. Damar Mar, Chamura Avodas Kochavim, Shekola Kofar Ba, Kemode V'chola Tarakula. Right, so Chamor it is. Avodah Zarah is so Chamor. Shekola Kofar, anyone who renounces Avodah Zarah, is like Bimode V'chola Tarakula. So maybe they would just be saying Avodah Kochavim. But Le'mu Kimu Mitzvah, so Moshe should say, I make you swear, they're going to keep the Mitzvah. Chad the mitzvah, that would imply only one mitzvah. Kimbu mitzvos, then say plural, mitzvos. Right? Let him say mitzvos. No, tarti. And that would be the least amount of that would be two. Kol mitzvos kulon, say keep all of the mitzvos. Mitzvos tzitzis. Then you'd think it's talking about just tzitzis. That's the only thing they'd be swearing to. How come? The Amar Mar, shkula mitzvos tzitzis. Can I call the mitzvos kula? The mitzvah tzitzis is equal to all the other mitzvahs together. Rashi d'chsev u'schar temes kol mitzvahs Hashem. Gematria shala sheishmios u'shmona sheishmios. Right, tzitzis the gematria is 600. U'shmona chutim, 8 strings. U'chamish shiksharim and 5 knots. Hariyud gimel, that comes out to 13. So it comes out to a total of 613. Right, we saw this. No, we didn't yet. That's the Gemara Menachos. Okay. V'leim alu, let him say, Kaimu sheish meos v'shlosh v'shrei mitzvos. Keep the 613 mitzvos. And that couldn't have been misunderstood in any way. So the Gemara says, okay, good point. And let's explain why the Moshe had to go and tell them that they would swear not based on their das. Remember, stay on the map. Like, the whole thing was like, oh, you have to be careful, people, because people have their own das as well. Right? How do we know that? Right, because then that was a kasha. Like we're trying to say, maybe when they say flying camel, maybe they mean something else entirely. Say, nah, people, we're not worried. We're not worried about such a thing that that's what they mean. Well, if you're not worried about such a thing, then why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to say, oh, my das, I'm not in your das? And for the Gemara, v'litavech, according to your pshat, that Moshe needed to stop people from swearing based on their own interpretation, leim alu al dati, let them just say, oh, my das. Al das, amakom lamali, why do you have to say, al das hamakom as well, says Rashi. L'meimer v'tiski l'vichad. It's good enough even with only one of them. Beep. Turn the page. Chavtes on base. Ella must be that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying ki hechi d'lo tavi afara l'shvua sayu. So the shvua shouldn't be able to be mufrasized. You can't be made for this neder. You know, a person could do a faris nedarim. They made a neder, they want to get out of it. There's a way of doing such a thing. You go to a bucky, right, or you go to three people, and they can get rid of it by finding an opening over there. But let's say you did it on das of somebody else, in this context, the das of Hashem, you can't get out of it without that person das. When he says that you're swearing based on the understanding of Hashem, he's taking out of that idea of come to get out of it, since it goes Bochu is not going to agree with that. And then Moshe is mentioning that they would swear based on his own understanding simply because he was the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, making them have the shvu over here. But it's not that we actually care. Rashi says, Ela hachikam elohu lo adaitchem ki heichi detahavi shvu aschem adas acherim. In order that it should be on adas acherim. V'lehu chlehem latira de neder shod adas rabim ein lo hafar. There's no way of being made for it, and therefore they can't get out of it. But we still aren't worried when a person goes and says a flying camel that there would mean something else, and this type of lashon is not coming to say that. Next part of the Mishnah says that imvim lo ra'isi nachash kekaras beisabad, if I didn't see the snake like the beam of an olive press. Now, frekta heilige gemar velo, well, that can't be a true statement. Vahuda hava b'shnei shabur b'malka, there was a certain snake in the days of Shabur Malka, that's King Shapur, says Rashi, that was again, nachash b'shnei Shabur Malka, Shfur Malka, hava chad de'achzik t'lesar urvasa tivna. It had 13, it was able to contain in it 13 stable foals of hay. She says, Melos Shlosa say Arvos Susim Tevin. This is quite large. Rashi says, "Balea bnei adam." They would swallow up men. Vasu chavilos teven v'nastu behen behemos v'chayos v'gach le'esh temunim behem u'bilam u'balam u'baru beguf of a mace. L'shachrita kesidin aritza chavilos. Right, this is a huge thing to swallow these people, and how would they kill it? To kill the snake, they would do the following. They would have these animals that were wrapped in these big bundles of hay, and they would have these glowing coals that were inside the bundles, which were fed to the snake. It would eat enough to have 13 full stalls, and then these things would burn it up from the inside and would go ahead and it would die. So when did you say, why can't it be a real shmua? I'm a shmua bit taruf. Mish is talking about where he said the snake was taruf. Shmuel answers, we're not talking about the size. Yeah, such a size existed, but taruf, it's talking about a case where the guy swears that it was, the snake was taruf. Rashi says, Hodaka Amar Kikoras Bisabad, Sheish lo Charitz, it had these grooves. Kachra Isi Nachash Menumar, I saw like a spotted snake over there. And that's not true. The snakes are not spotted. In fact, what do you mean? Kulonami mitzvah trifin. What do you mean? All snakes are spotted. Rashi says, Kulonami mitzvah trife. All of them have spots. He says, no, b'shagabo taruf. It's talking about a case where he said that it's the whole back was spotted. But really, snakes don't have it on their backs. They have it on their throats, and it wouldn't really look like Beis Abad, therefore it can't be that it's true. Okay, says the next part of the Mishnah. Shvush ochel kigarzu. Somebody said, I swear I'm not going to eat this loaf. Shvush alo achlena. And then he swore, and I swear that I will not eat it. The first one is Shvush bito, and the second one is Shvush shav. If he ate it, then he's violating the Isser against a Shvush shav. If he did not eat it, then he's over his Shvuos Bitoy. Again, I just, as I'm speaking, I'm like, what I say? First one is, I swear I will eat it. Second one is, I swear that I won't eat it. Says the Gemara, so what's the mashmos? That unless the swear eats it, he's not violating the Isser against the Shvuos Shav. In fact, the Gemara hashta, Mishum Shvuos Bitoy Mechayev, Mishum Bitoy Mechayev, Shvuos Shav lo Mechayev. You want to say he's going to be Mechayev Shvuos Bitoy, but not Shvuos Shav? Hare Yatzah Shvuos lo Shav. But his Shvuos not to eat it came out from his mouth, and it was Shvuos Shav. Like, he swore in vain. Right? He was chayev to eat it in order to fulfill it. The fact that he didn't eat it was means it's a Shvuos Shav. So, Of the Gemara, Amar Yirmiyah, Tini Af Al Shvuos Bitoy. So we should teach the Mishnah saying, If the one who makes a swear doesn't eat it, he's going to be chayav also for Shvuos Bitoy. But of course, he's going to be chayav for Shvuos Shav, whether he eats it or not. Zok the next day, look at Mishnah, Shvuos Bitoy. Who does this apply to? A Shvuos Bitoy, that of an oath of utterance. Nohagis Banashim, Banashim applies to men and women. Bekrovim Urechokim, to people that are Krovim, relatives and non-relatives, right? Lamashal, if someone goes and makes a Shvu, Rashi says, Kagon She, Etin Leploni Rachel Kokar, if one swore to give something to his fellow, he's, you got to give it to this person, whether it was his relative or someone who's not related to him. B'ksheim b'psulim, people that are kosher and the people that are pasul. It don't matter who you're talking about over here. Rashi's le'idus. B'ksheim le'idus l'psulim. B'fnei beiz v'shlo b'fnei beiz. This is whether it was done in front of beiz and not in front of beiz. Mipi atzmo. Right, as long as the shvu was said by his own mouth. Yeah. Rashi says, shemotzi hu b'shvu mipiv. K'tiv kra. Who had denied me lamushba mi pi acherim va'amr amen kidikatani sefer v'achazu v'achazu lamushba mi pi acherim chayef avalah amr amen pater kigom nesbi'ini alecha im achalta im lo achalta from lo achalti or lo achalti. Right, he says such a lush and that's nothing. V'chayev and alzdona makos, someone's going to be chayev if he did a mezer for malchus. She goes a carbon olive yard and a shogeg is to give a carbon olive yard. Shavuot, and that's known as a shavuot bitoy. Shavuot shava. No hagis b'nasu b'nasu b'gir chalgam b'krovim b'ksheim b'psulim v'fnei bezim v'slo v'fnei bezim v'pi atzmo v'chayev malzdona makos v'al shigigaso pater. And on the shogeg he's going to be pater. That's something seen that she was bitoy, she was shav. Right, shavuot Shav, unlike that Abitoy, is only over an Isser of Lusisa Shem Hashem Lekecha Lushav. And therefore, you don't bring a carbon for such an idea. Achazu v'achazu, both these, bitoy and shav, hamushba mipi acherim chayev. Someone who becomes sworn through others is going to be chayev. What does that mean? Lo achalti ayom. Somebody says, if I don't eat, you know, I did not eat today. V'lo inachni tefillin ayom, or I didn't wear tefillin today. Mashbiacha ani. And the guy says, I swear, I make you swear, if I'm amen, and he says amen to that, chayiv, then he's going to be chayiv. But if he didn't say amen to it, he just says, you know, the words without saying amen, then not. So the Gemara Mishmuel, kol on amen achir shvua, somebody says amen after a shvua, kamos shvua pivdam, it's like he actually said it himself, right? Shomea kohone akilu. I says, the chol davar, bein lu is chayiv, mishon bito, ibn abinan, yotzim, isfasav, or the bito, it has to come from his lips. Bein lu yin shvua, seidus, the bechayiv, rabbi meir, mi piatzmo, av shalom, beizdin. The pasuk says, "Va'amra isha amen amen," and the woman says, "Amen amen." Amra papa mishrei the rava masnisin ubraisa nami daika. Right, the mishnah of the braisa also going to be medat. You can be medat. You are implying that the ketanik, as we learned in the mishnah, shavua se'edus nahegus by nashav lo benashim. The law of the shavua se'edus applies to men, but not to women. Rechokim v'lobekom. Only rechokim, non-relatives, non-relatives. B'ksheirim is eidos. B'ksheirim v'lobesulam is the kashan apostle. V'eino regis elaber uyin la'ed. Only applies to those who are wa'oi to give eidos. Rashi says, "Mefarsh l'kamon l'mutei melech." Excluding a melech, that's not in Sanhedrin. A melech l'meid, he can't be made. That's back to Yud Ches in Sanhedrin. B'fnei beis din. V'shalom b'fnei beis din. R'piyatzo umi piyacherim. The witnesses are not going to be chayav until they deny the knowledge of this testimony in court. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Zayk Gazuk to Rabbi Meir, V'tanya bebraisa, and it was taught in the braisa, Shavuos Eidus Ketzad. How does somebody give the chiyav, you know, for a Shavuos Eidus, a lie of Shavuos Eidus? Amar Leidim, let's say, someone says to the Eidim, Bova Eidiyuni, come and testify for me. Shavuos Shein Lanu Yodim L'chaidus, and they say back, we swear we don't know any testimony for you. Oshamu Ein Anu Yodim L'chaidus, they say, we don't know any Eidus. Mashbiani Eidi Aleichem, and he says, I make you, you know, sworn to such a statement, like that's actually the case. Va'amru amen, they say amen. Beim b'fnei beis din, shalom b'fnei beis din, beim b'piatzva, beim b'piacherim, kevin shekafru b'en chayav. As long as they deny it, you know, they're lying, they're going to be chayav. Divrei Meir, zeh k'divrei Meir. Kasha nadadi, what's it? It's a kasha on itself, right? Because the Mishnah brings Divrei Meir that he's saying that a person is going to be, he said, witnesses who deny knowing outside of beis din, outside of court, they're going to be chayev for the shvua only if he said it with his own mouth. But the price is being Meir is saying they're going to be chayev even if it was done by some other's mouths. Elalav shmamina hada'ana amen. Right? The one second where he said amen. Hada'ala amen. Look, he says here he doesn't say amen. Shmamina. If he doesn't say amen, he's not going to be chayev. If he doesn't say amen, he will be chayev. Am ravina mishrei derava. Masisa nachana medaki is in the application of the mission itself. The katani shvuas bitoy nohegas by nashim and nashim. Right? It says by shvuas bitoy, the law of a bitoy is both men and women. Rechokim v'rekovim, mikshem v'pesulim. If nebis and shalom, if nebis and piasmo ain. In b'piacherim lo, I've got done said if zev zem mushba b'piacherim chayev, right? But then it says, what do you mean? Even if it's done from others, you're gonna be chayev. Kasha nadadi, right? One place it says it's got to be your own mouth, not other people's mouth. Then it says even someone else. Elash shamina hadan amen. We said amen. Hadalon amen. This one he doesn't say amen. We say amen. It's like you said yourself. Me'el shmuel my kamash melon. What does shmuel coming to teach us of his din can be learned out from these, you know, dinim? Dukya de Mastisan Kamash Malan. Shmuel is teaching us the implication of the precise wording of the Mishnah. Hadron Alach Shavuos Shtayim. Oh, you know what I mean? I guess we said Hadron Alach, let's do that back to the New Testament base. The Mishnah there says, Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. Shavuos Ochel Shavuos Ochel Shavuos Ochel. We are Yotze Zion. Okay, my friends, Mazel for finishing the third parak of Maseches Shavuos. And we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.